Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to be joined by modified driver Cole Bentz. We'll also hear from Kelly from Aero Racing Wheels, Miranda from Gift of Life Transplant House Car Show, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
At Land Pros, our team of brokers and auctioneers specialize in farmland sales, live land auctions, and online land auctions across the Midwest, with total sales of 190,000 acres. At Land Pros, you get a team of land professionals going to work for you. We pride ourselves on providing local service and knowledge with national marketing and results. If you're thinking of buying or selling, contact Land Pros agent JJ Wise at 641-420-SELL or go to landpros.com. That's LANDPROZ.com.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has almost 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, call the professionals at Altenburg Construction at 888-435-2210 or see altenburgconstruction.com.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
Bulldog Coatings specializes in concrete coatings as well as concrete restoration repair. Hi, I'm Todd with Bulldog Coatings. Our coating systems provide a durable finished floor that is both easy to maintain and adds value to your home. The unique patented Bulldog Coatings are not limited to just garage floors. They can be used for interior flooring as well as pool deck, patio, and sidewalk applications. Our systems can be installed in as little as one day and year-round. We are a locally owned family business ready to serve southern Minnesota. Visit us on Facebook or call us for a free estimate. 837-9773. Let Bulldog protect your floors.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal and trash pickup services at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevland Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpster. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
When one of your appliances breaks down, you need help, and you need it fast. Contact Sorensen's Appliance Service. They service the entire Cowes listening area. Their employees live in our community and sponsor area racers and softball teams. Sorensen's Appliance Service. People you know that will get your appliances serviced with trained technicians. Contact them today. 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Welcome back to the driver segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by modified driver Cole Bentz. And Cole, you began your racing career by racing your dad's Sport Mod. What were your very first memories of being in that car at age 14?
Well, it was surreal. Like, at that young, everything is so big, everything's so fast. The first night I remember going to Tuscantoon, and we ran to the track out there by ourselves, and like, I was in third gear thinking I was like going fast, and my dad's like, you gotta hit the gas. But no, it's definitely cool to be at that young age and race with the guys I raced with, and learned a lot from being young like that and getting that seat time.
That is super cool to be able to do something like that with your father. What are your favorite memories of your dad's racing career, either a night at the track or maybe getting a trophy?
I'd say probably one of the highlights is Jackson Nationals. He won that, I think, in 08. That was a really cool night. Came from the back. I think he ran a B and started one dead last or really close to the end and ran it through the field and won it. The other ones are probably, there's tracks no longer there, but Sioux Center, Iowa had a big half mile. And we went down there, and at the time when Dad quit, he was tied for the most wins down there at that track. It was fast, half mile. It was always thousands in the wind, 40-plus cars. It was cool watching him race down there, do good.
What memories do you take away from running the Sport Mod?
Probably one of the best memories of my first ever win was in 2016. We just got a brand new car. We weren't sure how it was going to do, and right out of the box, won a heat race with it and then won the feature with it. So that's probably my all-time most racing memory is winning that race in Murray County Speedway there. It was pretty cool.
That's pretty impressive in a brand new car, because usually it takes a while to get those dialed into your liking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kyle Brown had a thing right out the box. It was fast. He told me, he's like, you just get in, you'll be all right. I was questioning, like, I don't know, Kyle. This thing's way different than my old one. He's like, oh, just trust me. And yeah, he wasn't lying. It was fast.
You grew up in Worthington. There is a lot of racing history right there in that town and a ton of racers around the area.
Yeah, my dad had a lot of friends, and I have a lot of friends that race. Corey Gromwald from North Burlington now, he's my uncle. I remember watching his dad and Corey, Mahoney and Corey, and my dad all race together. And actually, Corey's dad, when I was 13, before Worthington had that year off, he was going to put me in a hobby stock that year, because he's like, Cole, you know what, just come over. He's like, I got an extra car, you can just race it. So, I don't know, it's pretty cool how the camaraderie of all the Worthington drivers, it's pretty cool how everyone just kind of gets along. It's kind of more of like a hangout night than just a race night. Yeah, it was definitely fun. When I wasn't racing with Dad when I was younger, before I could go racing, if I wasn't racing with Dad, I was racing with Corey. Wherever we were going, he's like, you want to go with? Yep, definitely, I'll go with.
What is it like to get out on Worthington Speedway and race in front of your hometown fans and friends?
I always tell my dad, I said, it's just calming. I said, when I go anywhere else, I kind of get nerved up a little bit. But when I get home, it's just home. I get out there and it's calm, and it feels right. And it's kind of cool, especially when win in front of your home crowd where everyone knows you. Everyone knows where you came from. It's pretty cool.
Aaron Betts and Corey Gronewald are probably two of the greatest people you could have as promoters at Worthington and Murray County Speedway. They're local guys, and they really care about every single driver and fan that come to their tracks.
Yes. When I started racing, Worthington was closed a few years. So I started at 14. The only place I raced was Murray County. And Aaron and the whole crew up there, they were so inviting. And they didn't take anything away from me for being young. They were like, well, you can't race, you can't do this. At that age, you actually had to get permission from the track to be able to race there. And they took me in and kind of showed me the ropes and helped me out. And even the guys, Aaron and the other officials, would come up and give me advice afterwards. Like, hey, you should do this, or hey, try this. And so it's really cool how they all kind of helped out and helped my career grow.
And you also talk about your Friday night track, Murray County Speedway, the facility. You can really tell as soon as you walk in there as a fan the pride that they put into that whole facility and making that a racy place on Friday night for the fans.
Yeah, them guys put countless amounts of hours in that place. It's so nice going there, and that they try, so you're not going to go race on a track that's not good, or you're not going to go park in a mud hole or something like that. That place is really well taken care of. Both tracks really are, to be honest. I think we have some of the nice facilities around in the area. Some two tracks, Jackson, Spencer, all the tracks in the area, they're really pretty nice tracks to race at.
As a driver, what is the biggest difference between running Murray County Speedway on Friday night and Worthington Speedway on Saturday night?
I'd say just Worthington's more action-packed. You're turning the whole time. You're in traffic all the time. There's really no time to get separated, so your reaction time has to be quicker just to keep up. You have to get on a wheel just a little bit more than you would have to at Murray County just because of the whole, you're in traffic the whole time.
It also seems like Worthington Speedway, turn 4 is where something could happen if it's going to happen. It kind of pinches down there.
Turn 2 and turn 4, they both kind of tabletop coming out of the exit. So, yeah, you really have to be careful to make sure you're entering, or you enter right so you can exit right and come out of the corner and not hit that tabletop and go up towards the wall. When I was younger, I prepped the track back when it was Tuesday night racing, so I had a lot of laps on there figuring it all out before I even got in a race car, just to figure out like the shape of the thing. So I think that kind of helped me when I get in the car because I've had so many laps around that place.
Did anybody give you a hard time? You had inside information?
No. We when they were Tuesday night racing, there was a bunch of us local drivers that even now when it's Saturday night racing, a lot of us local drivers, we do everything we can to help out the place. So there's probably 10 to 15 guys that we'd go out and someone would try to run a sheet split tonight, and someone would run a wheel packer, and someone would run a water truck. Just to, like, everyone around really wants to keep the track running and doing good, so we all kind of just donate what we can to keep it going.
That is really cool to hear, because I know we lost our local track here in Owatonna, and to have you guys going out there on your own time and volunteering to help out with the track, that's an incredible story.
Yeah, it's just kind of whole, like back to the whole Worthington guys, everyone kind of gets along. It's kind of everyone's main goal is keeping the racetrack going, so it works pretty good that everyone's like, yeah, we might have fights and like getting little briefs and stuff on the racetrack, but at the end of the day, it's like everyone's kind of over it, and by the time next week rolls around, everyone's trying to work together to make sure the place keeps going, and it's pretty cool.
And it seems like the town, both Worthington and Slayton, really come out and support their local tracks.
Yeah, we've had really good, it seems like they've had really good crowd this year. It's been, I would say, better than it has been in the past. So it's pretty cool to see it, that everyone's still supporting it through, like, this COVID thing the last couple years and stuff.
How did you meet Ashley, and was she into racing right from the start?
I met her, actually, she owns a local bar here in Rushmore, so when we're not racing, that's where we usually hang out at. So I met her there, and she always went to the races, but she wasn't, like, down in the pits and into it. So it's definitely an eye-opener. She's learned a lot, and she really, like, enjoys seeing the other side of the racing.
You mentioned she owns the Rushmore Tavern in Rushmore. Have you told her a great way to advertise a business is on the side of a race car?
Yeah. It's not on there, but actually she does help out and helps me. She got hats and everything ordered for me this year, and so it's pretty cool to have her help me out, and I try to help her out as much as I can at the bar and kind of work together, I guess.
Well, let's give a shout-out to the Rushmore Tavern. Tell everybody where they can find it there in Rushmore, because obviously if you spend some money there, some of it's going to trickle down into racing.
Yes, definitely. It's just on Main Street, Rushmore, next to CD's Cafe.
Cole, your A-Mod is a Harris chassis. What are the benefits of a Harris chassis for you personally?
My biggest benefit is me and Kyle Brown are really good friends. The cars are outstanding right now. Like, as you, like everyone knows, like Tom Barry just won 6 races, won all the North Dakota Tour in them. He's got stuff going pretty good in the right direction, and a lot of my friends are in Harris cars too. So I've raced the Harris ever since I started in 2014. And ever since I was that little, Kyle always kind of took me under his wing and taught me other things and gave me advice and try this and try that. So it's pretty cool. In this last couple of years, I became really good friends with Cody Thompson, and he's in a Harris too. So he's helped me out the last couple of years just kind of get things figured out. And I'm pretty new to the A-Mod game yet, so with him and all of his experience he's had racing, it really helps to have him on my side.
You've got some great guys helping you out there, and I can't imagine tech support from the 21K.
Yeah, it's pretty right on. I can text him if I'm at the racetrack, and, hey, I got a question on this, and he texts me back, hey, do this, or he'll be like, even nights we race together, if he's, like, in my heat race or in my feature, or even that Midwest Madison tour, if he was in staging and watching, when we got done, and he's like, you need to do this, you need to do this, try to enter here. He's really good at giving me advice and getting me going in the right direction.
Your very first A-Mod win, that was a great win with some heavy competition in the field behind you.
Yeah, it was definitely kind of, I had a lot of adrenaline going. I got up front and I was just like, don't mess up. And it's really cool that I got it done too at the home track, Worthington there. Kind of brought everything together. I was really happy to get my first A-Mod win there. I got my first B-Mod one in Murray County, so it's kind of cool that I got a first in both tracks.
And I can't imagine you had a pretty comfortable lead, and then all of a sudden the yellow comes out and now you got the pack right on your tail.
Yeah, it was nerve-wracking for sure. I just knew I couldn't mess up and I had to keep running my line and hopefully hold them off.
You just picked up another win at Worthington on Saturday night, July 9th. Those home victories have to be so special because pretty much everybody in that crowd knows you.
Yeah, they are special. When you get out and everyone's cheering and a lot of people come down for pictures that know you and stuff, it's really cool. And then afterwards, people come down the trailer and want autographs and want to hang out and shoot the bull and stuff. So it's really cool that to win there just because everyone's from there and we have so many friends that go to the races there.
It's hard to believe. It seems like we just got the season started, but you're currently third in points at Worthington Speedway with 4 weeks left. It's going to be a shootout right down to that last night.
Yeah, I had a couple DNFs early in the year, so that kind of bumped me down a little bit, but hopefully they can make something happen and make it a show for sure.
You're currently second in points by only 3 points at Murray County Speedway. Leader Don Gerritsen Jr. in the number 27 has been having a great season and he's fast wherever we see him. He's going to be tough to catch.
Yeah, he's definitely tough to catch. Me and Don are really good friends, so it's fun racing him because we both race each other clean, so we know, like, yeah, we're in the points hunt, but we're not going to take each other out for it. It's going to be what it'll be, and just go out there and try to race the best you can and have fun racing against each other and see how it ends up at the end of the year.
You made the tow to the Duel in the Desert. That had to be an incredible experience just to make plans to head out there. What was it like being a part of that whole deal?
It was really cool. There's so many guys out there that are so experienced at what they do. It was just cool to be a part of the whole thing. We didn't have very good luck. First night, I was in transfer spot, smoked irrigator tire, so that took us out of the night. Second night, the car wasn't great. We missed transfer by a couple spots. So then Kyle Brown was down there and took my whole car over to his hauler the next morning. We went through the whole thing, changed everything on the car, went back out for the final night, was in the transfer and got taken out, put in the wall. So then we kind of gathered it back together, actually put the car in the trailer, frame horns are bent over a little bit, straightened them back out, got the body was all mangled, got it all straightened back out, and went out and ran that last chance qualifier. I had started dead last. I think I got up about halfway through the field. We didn't have enough to get it done, but it was pretty cool because, like, Scott Blomquist was in that last chance qualifier and some pretty big name guys, so it was pretty cool to race against some guys.
You also went to Bristol. I can't imagine the speeds you can run on a track like Bristol.
Yeah, it's wide open. It's fastest I've ever went, for sure. There's so much speed and so many good guys there again. I pitted next to Ricky Thornton Jr. that week, and to watch him, he had his late model there too, and yeah, it was pretty cool. See how what he was doing and get to know him a little bit. And then Kyle was down there again, and Shane DeMay, and so many big name heavy hitter guys that it was cool to be able to race with all them guys.
You're a diesel mechanic during the day, and I can't imagine working in this heat we've been having. Is your boss able to let you off to get to the races?
Well, yeah, I've actually started working for my dad the last couple months, so that's been good. I've been trucking a little bit, driving, and then also wrenching too for him. But before that, I worked at Ron's Repair in Worthington there, and Ron raced last year and raced for years, so he knew all about it. And if I needed off to go race, then he's like, go for it. He actually sponsors me too, so it's pretty cool to be able to get a win and stuff with his name on the car, and then go back to work the next day and work for him.
That is so great to have bosses like that are willing to work around your schedule and know what a racer's life is all about.
I was definitely thankful that, like, he was so into racing that, like, it wasn't a question if I said, hey, Ron, I gotta go down work on my car, or I gotta go race down here. And he's like, well, good luck. Take off whenever you need. Let me know how you do. Text me how you do. So that was definitely pretty cool.
Going to college and working didn't leave you a lot of time for traveling. Are you planning on running some races further away from home this fall?
The plan is hopefully fall's pretty busy for the truck, so we do a lot of fertilizer and stuff. So I don't know about this fall, but hopefully this winter we can get back out to maybe the Duel again and maybe Arizona's Tour to get some winter racing in for sure. That's definitely fun going out there and racing with them guys out there. A lot of competition. You learn a lot racing that many days in a row. So that's the plan, is hopefully this winter get out somewhere south.
23 years old with a lifetime ahead of you. What are your ultimate goals in racing?
I want to see kind of race the same mod and see how that goes. And I really enjoy the class. It's nice being able to race local. See if any other opportunity presents itself, maybe someday go get a tri-state late model or something like that. I kind of, that's where I want to be, is kind of racing late models once in a while. But I don't know if I could give up the mod game, because I really like the whole racing local and racing with the guys I do and racing modified.
And you can't run a really nice looking modified like you do without some great sponsors on board.
Yeah, all the guys that help me out. My dad, my mom, C-Vents Trucking, Empty Vault, Memory Gardens, Ron's Repair, Matt's Napa Auto Supply, Anderson Alignment, DeWayne's Electric, Dirk's Oil, Schaefer's Oil by Elijah Zevenbergen. All them guys, they help out so much. Most of them guys have been not only with me, but with my dad. So it's cool to have them on board for so many years and help support us through this racing journey, I guess.
And you mentioned Matt's Napa Auto Parts store there in Worthington. They're a huge supporter of racing in that area.
Yeah, Matt's been a really good friend of ours. Yeah, he helps me out a lot, making sure I got everything I need to get to the races and get my car ready to go. And it's cool having him, to be able to work with him and having him on board with the racing program.
Where can fans see you every weekend?
During the summer, Worthington on Saturday nights and Slayton on Friday night. And in the wintertime, it's just kind of a crapshoot. The bar, as much as I can be there. Otherwise, working usually.
Cole, it's great watching your career progress, and thanks for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thanks for having me on it.
Medieval Chassis has been the leader in better engineered stock cars and modifieds for almost two decades. They are now going to become the center of all things mod blood in the Midwest. Medieval Chassis will be the go-to shop for all parts in store, online, or by phone for this up-and-coming cost-conscious racing class. Summer 2022, Medieval Chassis will have their mod blood platform in action. Kicking off the new endeavor, Medieval Chassis and Cow's Big Deals will be auctioning off a 2023 mod light roller valued at $12,000 in October. Watch Facebook and see MedievalChassis.com. For more details.
Whether you're running for the checkered flag, blasting down the strip, or cruising in the boulevard, you want crisp flat response and reliable horsepower. Byers Engine Service offers a full machine shop that can completely machine and rebuild your tractor, race car, or streetcar engine and put some life under your hood. No gimmicks, just horsepower. See ByersEngine.com or call 507-282-5586.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information. Extreme powder
coating. The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's newest exhibit is going to be our track tribute to Ascot Speedway and will run from May through September this year. Our track tribute to Ascot Speedway will feature eight of the historically significant race cars that raced during Ascot's heydays of dirt track racing on both the big half-mile track and Ascot's quarter-mile track. Also, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum will feature several racing videos and interviews that took place when Ascot was still in existence, with many of our National Sprint Car Hall of Fame inductees from California and the history of their careers shaped at Ascot Speedway. You can expect to see and learn more about these drivers' accomplishments and Hall of Fame careers at the track tribute to Ascot Speedway this May through September at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. So if you're a West Coast Slide 'Em In Sprint Car fan, you won't want to miss our track tribute to Ascot Speedway this May through September at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Fast Shaft Drive Shafts is the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Now under new ownership, the mission will not change. Providing drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more to racers everywhere. Call Fast Shaft today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
You've just had an accident. That's where Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision in Faribault stand out above the rest. Fast, friendly, and knowledgeable advice from the time you step inside their door. One look at their state-of-the-art facility, paint oven, and computer paint matching capabilities, and you'll know you came to the right place. Next time you need collision repair, think Midwest Collision, located on Highway 60 east of Faribault, or call 332-2434. Remember, you bend them, we mend them.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Kelly from Aero Racing Wheels. Well, Kelly, it's already July. Typically, you get a chance to get out and take a vacation. Have you been slaying any walleyes lately?
Yeah, I get to do that in early June every year, so that's my me time.
Did you catch the biggest one this season?
I did, at least for my immediate family, so yes.
I think the biggest issue for any industry right now has been the supply chain issue, and that has had a major impact on Aero Race Wheels over the off season.
Yeah, it really did. To be honest with you, 2020 and 2021 were very much a struggle for us in terms of price increases and raw material delays, shortages, you name it, we came across it. Fortunately, 2022 has looked a ton better, and I think, I don't want to jinx myself, but I think by the end of this month, we will no longer have a huge backlog that we've been carrying for the past 2 years, which is very unlike us. Normally, we forecast to have anywhere from $800,000 to $1 million worth of inventory on our shelves to get to our distributors as quick as we possibly can. So to say that 2020 and 2021 were hard is kind of an understatement, but we got through it. We obviously had to pass along some price increases to our distributors, which in turn got passed along to the racers. That was something we had to do not only just to get through the short term, but to make sure that Aero Race Wheels is here for the long term.
And I know how much of a struggle that had to be on you personally, because I know you really pride yourself in getting things out the door when they're ordered, getting them shipped, and getting them to the customer on time.
It was hard. It was hard on our company two ways. It was hard to make a manufacturing schedule based on not knowing when stuff was going to come in. And then by the time we could get stuff, we were so bottlenecked with orders. I mean, our distributors continued to order religiously during that time because they kept on saying, well, I might as well put those orders in. That way, when you do get it, we get it, you know, that sort of thing. So it was hard from a manufacturing standpoint to schedule, keep our guys busy when there was no raw material. I think for the most part, we did a great job, and I think our distributors would probably say the same thing. So it's the times we live in right now, and we just got to do the best we can do.
I always enjoy talking to you because you always have your finger on the pulse of racing. As we find ourselves 3/4 of the way through the regular racing series, I'm hearing tires. Tires to mount on the rims are getting very hard to find.
Yeah, and gas getting everybody to the track. I know the wheels were in the same boat earlier in the season. I mean, it was hard finding the wheels when you needed it. But yeah, I have heard that tires are a problem, both in the dirt and the asphalt industry. I don't necessarily see it as much on the dirt side because those racers get their tires on their own, but you see a lot of canceling of asphalt races because they normally bring tires in for those races and they just didn't have tires, so they canceled the full race. that does not help our industry at all when that sort of thing happens. And gas getting both fans and racers to the track when it was getting real close to $5 a gallon just in the Midwest. I can't imagine what it was everywhere else. That's a struggle. People are going to stay home when they got to put $100, $200, $300 worth of gas in just their vehicle to get there. So I think the racing industry has seen a lot of struggles in the last 3 years. We've seen a lot of struggles all over the history of the racing industry. The one thing we do is we do whatever we can do to get to the track and get her done. And even though we're a hobby industry, quote unquote, we're unique in that it's a passion. So I knew people when I was growing up that would have cereal for every meal of the day just so they could go racing on the weekends. So racers get it done.
Surpassing the standard. That is the Arrow Racing Wheels mantra, not just meeting the industry standard, but making it better than the standard.
We really try to. Again, the last 3 years has been a little bit of a struggle with that sort of thing, not knowing what material we were going to get in. And that was part of our issue, too, was we're very specific on the steel that we use. So, yes, we could have probably went to other mills and got maybe less quality steel, but we didn't because it was important to us to stay true to our standards. We have several racers back in our manufacturing facility. Our director of manufacturing was a racer. So yeah, I think with everything that everybody's been going through, keeping with that was most important for us, making sure that even through the hard times, an Arrow race wheel was going to be one of the best out there.
An example of surpassing the standard, the redesign of the 51 Series asphalt late model rim for the high bank tracks like Bristol, Winchester, and Slinger. Those wheels have to be able to withstand the strain of that banking.
Absolutely. And what we did for that wheel was a couple of years back, we came out with a lightweight version and the standard. Well, the standard version was our long running 51 series for the 10 inch. And then we developed a lightweight version for that. Obviously, racers always tend to lean towards the lightweight. But when we redesigned for the lightweight, we actually did some modifications to make sure that that bead seat was nice and strong so it wasn't crushing, you know, on the high bank, high load asphalt track. So yeah, you know, it's the little things that our engineers and the guys out in the plant do every single day to make sure Aero is the safest out there and the strongest out there, and getting those guys into victory lane is what's most important to us.
Mod Lights, Medieval Chassis out of Mankato, has seen the need for a Mod Light chassis builder in our area. Those cars are coming. Arrow Racing Wheels already has the rims on the market.
Yeah, absolutely we do. We've seen a huge increase in Mod Lights, even in Iowa. Obviously, I've seen them across the U.S. over the past 5 to 7 years. We worked pretty close with the Stars Mod Light series. So, yeah, they really are coming around, whether it's entry level or a level that the guys can race as maybe a little less money, but still that open wheel, that's a big thing. So yeah, we have the 36 series, which is 13x7 or 13x8. It's a lightweight wheel, but it also has that safety bead rolled in at the end. So it's really low run out, but strong and can withstand those dirt racing applications.
The red and blue chrome, those wheels are beautiful. You definitely supply products that stand out from the competition.
Yeah, the colored chrome was brought out years and years ago, and blue and red and black were some of the initial ones. Since then, we've brought on some additional colors. The fluorescent colored chromes are really popular right now, fluorescent orange and fluorescent pink and fluorescent yellow, highlighter yellow, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, the great thing about that is our chrome process is done all in-house. It's not chrome plating, but it is definitely something that can withstand the rigors of racing in general. It looks sharp and until you hit the wall, but it looks sharp and it definitely is still there. We have seen probably a trend more towards the black and silver this year in sales, but that's with the times, people not necessarily able to maybe upgrade to those colored chromes, but we aren't taking them away. So they'll be here, and when everybody wants to come back to them, they'll still be around.
And speaking of the colored chromes, the Schwabox with their purple colored chromes are parking it in Victory Lane this season. Nick's picked up two feature wins recently. Through your job, you get to work with some amazing people.
Yeah, the great thing about this industry is you meet a lot of people and they become instant friends, both in with other manufacturers, other businesses, and with the racers. So it's really nice if you're having a hard week and you just need to talk to somebody about the fact that maybe you got to pass along 25% price increase. You know, I pick up my phone and I text so-and-so, and they just remind me that it's necessary to make sure that we stick around for the long haul. So the great thing about the racing industry is we are a family, and I firmly believe that, and that's probably why I've stuck around for 20 years.
And you've built a great network of dealers to sell your product.
We do things a little different. We don't sell to the end user. We don't sell direct. I get called all week long about it. Everybody thinks we're crazy, but I tell you what, our distributors are second to none, and they do a good job at moving aero race wheels. So we're not going to step on their toes. We're going to go ahead and make sure that they have wheels on their shelves to sell. So that's our motto. It's been like that the 20 years that I've been here, and I don't see it changing anytime soon.
What's the best way for a listener to find a set of aero racing wheels?
Well, we had a new website redesign over the last 6 to 8 months. So first stop is probably aeroracewheels.com. There's a distributor dealer page right on there. You can type in your zip code and it'll find the top 5 or 6. I'm not real sure how many closest to you, but you're always welcome to give us a call too. We're always ready to talk. And if you have any questions tech-wise, we can help you out.
Kelly, it's always a blast to talk to you and get caught up on what's hot in the racing industry, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you, Clayne. I appreciate it.
Winning drivers rely on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Matatives, offering race fuel technology for your daily driver. Increase fuel mileage and restore power to your streetcar with VP's fuel system cleaner. Or give your race car a boost with VP's Octanium, improving your fuel's octane by up to 8 numbers and giving you the throttle response your performance car was built to deliver. That's VP Matatives, available at your local AutoZone store or at VPRacingFuels.com.
Rhino Ag is known for being the first in flex wings. They offer a full line starting with the TS at a 10-foot cutting width for tractors as low as 30 to 60 horsepower, all the way up to a 20-foot cutting width to handle any job you throw at it. Visit RhinoAg.com to see all Rhino has to offer or to find a dealer near you.
Here's one of the most incredible lubricating products ever made, Justice Brothers JB80. It's twice as good at lubricating just about everything around the home, shop, and your car. JB80 has a penetrating action that goes straight to the problem areas and even the tightest places. Try JB80, the incredible spray lubricant that's twice as good. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Come on, kids. Let's go outside to play.
Hello, Wolf and Sons? Can you come spray my yard for mosquitoes?
If you can't be outside because of the mosquitoes, call Wolf and Sons at 507-455-3524.
Why should your business choose Foamcraft Packaging? It's vitally important that you select a partner in the packaging business that has capabilities to satisfy your everyday packing needs with the versatility to take care of those projects that require specialized treatment. Foamcraft is large enough to tackle all your packaging requirements, yet small enough to provide individualized service to ensure quality products for you and your clients. See foamcraftpackaging.com or call them at 507-455-2893.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Miranda Halling. Gift of Life Transplant House Car Show is coming up August 6th. And Miranda, this is actually the second annual. You had this last year and got off to a good start, and you're looking forward to adding much more this year.
Absolutely. Last year, our first year hosting the car show, we had 38 vehicles, but it was a wonderful day, and we are so excited to see this event continue to grow and expand and continue to support our mission at Gift of Life Transplant House.
When you get an opportunity to support a great cause, people come out of the woodwork to help out. And I know cars will come from a long distance for this show, especially for the Gift of Life Transplant House, one of my sponsors here on The Dirt Show. Andy Altenberg, thank goodness he is still here due to a transplant, and he's able to live life to the fullest, and it's an awesome cause. You've got door prizes, raffles, food, vendors, and it's going to be an awesome car show. Talk about some of the things that are happening there.
We'll have, for sure, Two Kidmen Grilling will be one of our food trucks out there, and we're working on solidifying a couple more of our raffles and door prizes, but they'll be hosted on the hour, every hour for the morning that we are there. Some of the items are car washes for a year, and then some other car care products as well, so we're excited to have that opportunity for everyone involved.
And I see you're going to have cars and motorcycles both. So if you pre-register, you get in a little cheaper.
Yep. If we pre-register online, that website is gift-of-life.org/car show. Pre-registration is $15. However, you can register the day of for $20. So registering online will save you about $5 there.
And it's at a perfect location, the Rochester Event Center. So I highly encourage any of the race drivers heading to Deer Creek that night, come on out to the car show, unload your car, get your hero cards out, get kids some autographs and a handshake, and encourage them to come watch you race at Deer Creek Speedway. I know you'd love to see the racers there.
Oh, yeah, we would love that. Such a family-friendly event, so we would love any supporters there to really make this day a unique day, something that we can continue to expand that awareness of Gift of Life Transplant House and what we do, and touch base with a whole new demographic.
Vehicle registration begins at 8 a.m. Judging will be at noon, and then talk about the cruise afterwards.
We are still finalizing that location, but yeah, it'll be a short cruise after. We'll start at 1. Those who are excited and want to stick around and take their amazing vehicles for a stroll, we would love to have them.
I know everybody loves to stick around and hear everybody fire up their cars and leave after the event to hear those motors run, so I'm sure that cruise will be very popular.
Yes, we sure hope so.
Again, what's the best way to find out more about this event?
Well, you can find us on Facebook, Gift of Life Transplant House, or visit our website, gift-of-life.org/car show.
Miranda, thank you for your time, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey everyone, this is Chad Weirs, Weirs Machine and Racing Products with today's tech tip. Today we're going to talk about our engine and rear end lift handles. These are a real nice piece we've been making for quite a few years. One end has a 3/8 coarse thread stud, and the other one is drilled and tapped 5/8 coarse thread. So you can thread four of these into your engine, and you and three of your homeboys can carry an engine around, or you put two on each side of the rear end, and then you and another guy can carry a rear end around very easily. Real nice trick tool, available at weirsmachine.com. As always, check us out online at weirsmachine.com. Thank you.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor. We sell tools to get the job done, and the rest of the store is just plain fun. Chainsaws, mowers, ATVs, our equipment makes your job a breeze. Our service is the best around. We mow the competition down. We fix tools that run on wheels. We even got parts for snowmobiles. You sow it, you grow it, we help you mow it, run it or ride it. We provide it. Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Highway 218 in Blooming Prairie.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a PowerLift architectural door on your home or cabin. PowerLift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. PowerLift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, you get to some of the coolest places on the planet. Right now you're setting up at Iowa Speedway for the IndyCar race weekend.
You betcha. I'll tell you what, plane. It looks like it's going to be a nice warm one, but we got the rib wagon and smoker trailers all set up. We're cooking about 4,000 pounds of Hormel bonus rib in for full pork, and we're cooking up a bunch of ribs that they're going to sell through the concession stand over here at the IndyCar weekend with Hy-Vee. It's going to be a fun old weekend. Maybe a little warm and toasty, but look at the bright side. It saves on the fuel it takes to keep the grill hot.
And speaking of keeping the grill hot, one of the recipes that I spotted that looks just tremendous is these bacon-wrapped cheese dogs.
Oh, I tell you what, they're to die for, Clay. I like to get the bigger hot dog, like the 4-to-1, or 4 hot dogs to a pound, and split it down the center, and then take probably 1/4-inch chunks of cheese and split down in that the crack to split the hot dog open. And I prefer using cheddar cheese, but fill that center up with that, and then wrap the bacon around it, fold bacon around it, and then season the bacon with flavor enhancer, and then grill those hummers up. You want to grill them just when the bacon's done. The bacon holds that melted cheese in there, and throw that on a hot dog bun, and then I prefer shooting some of our sweet and spicy barbecue sauce on top of it. I'll tell you what, you're in for a tasty treat.
Something else I don't think we've ever talked about here on The Dirt Show. I seen a post on your Facebook, veteran-owned cookies, barbecue sauces, and seasonings.
Yep. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I spent a little over 4 years in the Navy. Went in 1958, got out mid-year 1962. I was an aircraft mechanic. So I overhauled recips and jet engines, and then quite often when we'd get them all put together, the last probably a year and a half of my career, I was what they called the crew chief. So I had to actually pull the engines or whatever we had to do to them, put them all back together. Why I had to sign off for my crew that the plane was ready for flight. Quite often the pilots, before they got ready, they said, "Oh, sweetly, see you signed off in this aircraft. Is it ready to fly?" And I said, "Yes, sir, it is." They said, "Grab a flight suit and go with it." And you sit in the back seat of those two-seater fighter planes and stuff like that, and you're sitting in that back seat, and they're flying around and testing everything out, and you're thinking, God, I hope I tightened all them bolts, you know. But it was a fun time, and I actually ended up 4 years, and then I got an extension because Vietnam was heating up, and then there's a crisis in Berlin, so I ended up with 4 years and 5 months in. But I really enjoyed it. I got a lot of good training from the Navy out of it.
Speed, thanks for all you do, and I highly encourage race fans heading down to the IndyCar races this weekend to stop by and say hi to you at the Iowa Speedway.
Just stop by, you'll see the cookie trailer there. Just stop by and say hi.
Napa Know How.
High temperatures can affect the life of your battery, but don't sweat it. This month at Napa Auto Parts, get a $20 rebate with the purchase of a AAA Premium Napa Legend or Legend Premium battery. Feel cool all summer long with AC Pro Ultra Synthetic Refrigerant. Now just $37.99 at your local Napa store. Napa, a proud sponsor of The Dirt Show. At participating locations, does not include taxes and fees. Advertised sale price not available in some states. Rebate restrictions apply. Ends July 31st, 2022.
When it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, residential, or ag electrician, choose Coles Electric, offering pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. If you're a Steel Waseca Co-op member, there are excellent incentives for installing a solar array with quick payback and years of reliable service. Planning, design completion, or emergency service, see ColesElectric.com or 507-451-1387.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Wednesday night, July 13th, they were racing at Fairmont Raceway in the B-Mod A-Main. Kylie Kath over Jeff Carter in the Hobby Stocks. Jeremy Crimmins over Chad Volk in the Modifieds. Josh Ruby over Steve Wettstein in the Stock Cars. Luke Sadoff over Derek Green. And in the Tuners, Brandon Hartman over Tyler Crimmins. Kossuth County Speedway was racing last Thursday night, July 14th, in the Modified A-Main. Jeff Eike over Jeremy Mills in the Sport Mods. Colby Fett over Alec Fett in the Hobby Stocks. Mike Smith over Seth Butler in the Sport Compacts. Katie DeVries over Jade Lang. And in the Stock Cars, Kelly Schreck over Derek Green. KRA Speedway was racing last Thursday night, July 14th, in the Pier Stocks. Dominic Plato over Brady Schultz. In the Super Stocks, Dan Nasalki over Dexton Cook. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Braden Brower. In the Hornets, Blake Hawker over Peter Martin. And in the Stock Cars, Kurt Lund over Tim Johnson. Murray County Speedway was racing last Friday night, July 15th. In the Bombers, Zachary Bierman over Cody Koster. In the Sport Compacts, Brandon Hartman over Nate Koopman. In the Hobby Stocks, Corey Probst over Malik Sampson in the Sport Mods, Matthew Loaf over Tony Rileson in the Stock Cars, Jeffrey Larson over Trevor Holm, and in the Modifieds, Dalton Majors over Joshua Rogatsky. Jackson Motorplex was racing last Friday night, July 15th, in the 360 Wing Sprint Car A Main, Chase Randall over Caleb Johnson, and in the Race Saver Sprint Cars, Jody Rosenboom over Trevor Service. I-94 Speedway was also racing last Friday night, July 15th, in the Late Model A Main, Ben Wolden over Derek Quinn, in the Short Trackers, Zach Court over Sean Beto, in the Midwest Modifieds, Brendan Blazek over Shane Howell, in the Modifieds, Jason Thonis over Corky Thomas, in the Street Stocks, Ryan Sater over Justin Vogel, and in the Super Stocks, Dexton Cook over Jake Fromke. We were at Chateau Speedway last Friday night, July 15th, in the Pier Stocks, Jack Moss over Jack Paulson, in the USRA B-Mods, Hunter Kennedy over Michael Johnson, in the Modifieds, Ryan Wettstein over Josh Engst, in the Hornets, Sean Poston over Braden Blanchard, in the Mid-American Renegade Sprint Cars, Cam Schaefer over Jake Kuba, in the Midwest Modified A-Main, Caden Kath over Kylie Kath, and in the Stock Cars, Kevin Dolan over Andrew Eichens. Hancock County Speedway was racing last Friday night, July 15th, in the Modifieds, Kelly Schreck over Cody Laney. In the Sport Mods, Colby Fett over Alec Fett. In the Stock Cars, Elijah Zervenbergen over Troy Swearingen. In the Hobby Stocks, Josh Seidels over Gavin Bussinger. And in the Sport Compacts, Logan Kelly over Max Heimbunch. Arlington Raceway was racing last Saturday night, July 16th, in the IMCA Hobby A Main. Corey Probst over Daniel Probst. In the Sport Compacts, Alan Lahr over Nate Koopman. In the Outlaw Hobby A Main, Carl Hewitt Jr. over Rodney Manthe. In the Sport Mods, Zach Davis over Matthew Loaf. In the Race Saver Sprint Cars, Trevor Service over Chris Graft. In the IMCA Stock Cars, Brett Utiker over Matt Speckman. And in the Modifieds, Trent Loverud over Dan Mink. Deer Creek Speedway is also racing last Saturday night. In the USRA B-Mods, Alex Schuby over Noah Grinstead. In the Modifieds, Brandon Davis over Jim Chisholm. In the Stock Cars, Mitch Hoofden over Josh Zeman. In the Midwest Modifieds, Caden Kath over Kylie Kath. And in the Street Stocks, Braden Brower over Colton Brower. Ogilvie Raceway had the Mod Wars for three nights, Thursday through Saturday last weekend. Thursday night in the Modifieds, Dave Kane over Dustin Sorensen. In the Midwest Modifieds, David Swearingen over Cody Lee. In the Mod 4s, Dustin Holquist over Tommy Pagonis. And in the Hornets, Mac Johnston over Marcus Ammerman. In Friday night's Mod Wars at Ogilvie Raceway, in the Modifieds, Dustin Sorensen over Shane Sabraski. In the Midwest Modifieds, Jason Vandekamp over Kyle Kirkberger. In the Mod 4s, Tommy Bowden over Keith Thell. And in the Hornets, Marcus Ammerman over Joseph Wilbur. And finale night in the Mod Wars at Ogilvie Raceway, in the Modifieds, Jake Tim over Jake O'Neill. In the Midwest Mods, Cole Kamoski over David Swearingen. In the Mod 4s, Tommy Bowden over Keith Torval. And in the Hornets, Justin Sklitsky over Colton Trembeth. Knoxville Raceway was racing last Saturday night. In the 410 20 lap A Main, Aaron Reitzel over Tasker Phillips. In the 360 Wing Sprint Car A Main, Ian Madsen over Joe Beaver. And in the Pro Series Wing Sprint Car A Main, Tyler Groendijk over Matthew Steltzer. And in the Dirt Trucks, Todd Cooney over Rick Clark. Granite City Motor Park was racing last Sunday night, July 17th, in the Street Stocks, Colton Brower over Ty Agan. In the Late Models, Josh Zimpel over Dave Moss. In the Hornets, Blake Hawker over Justin Sklitsky. In the Midwest Modifieds, Matt Baker over Jake Smith. In the Mod 4s, David Slovic over Dustin Holtquist. In the Modifieds, Shane Sabraski over Tony Prohl. And in Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Dexton Cook. Huset Speedway was racing last Sunday night, July 17th, in the 410 Winged Outlaw Sprint Cars, Mark Dobmeier over Austin McCarl. in a Race Saver Wing Sprint cars, Dusty Ballinger over Lee Goss Jr., and in a late model street stocks, Eric Mosier over Zach Oliver.
Hey, Dirt Show listeners. Need some parts for race night? How about that classic project in your shop? Wish there was a specialty auto parts store nearby? Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord is your answer. Radiators, disc brake kits, steering columns, fuel injection systems, air conditioning systems, coil over shocks, and much more. From the street to the track, Hot Rod Hardware has everything to modernize your vehicle and improve its performance. See us at hotrodhardware.com or call 507-527-1020. Hot Rod Hardware. No robots, just real people.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.